Welcome to The Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we hope you connect with God to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live as an artist in His kingdom. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey there, and welcome to the podcast today. I'm so glad that you're with me. I'm going to be interviewing today one of my great friends and members of the Created to Thrive Mentoring Program, Carol Chalmers. She's a wonderful artist. She's been doing portraits for years and years. But you know what? Just like a lot of people, she spent a lot of years not giving herself permission to actually be the artist that God had called her to be. In fact, you know what she said? She said, "I just kept taking classes because I didn't actually want to put myself out there." I mean, hello, we've all been there, right? Well, Carol's got an incredible story of transformation that we're going to be talking about today on the podcast. And you can, of course, get links to her artwork and her social down in the show notes. But you're going to really, really love this episode. You know, one of the things that I think about when I think about Carol's story and I think about my own story and so many of the stories of people that I've interviewed on the podcast is the fact that so many of us for so long stayed stuck. And it may not have seemed like we were totally stuck, like paralyzed stuck, although many people have been there and maybe you're there right now. But so many of us stayed kind of in slow motion. we stayed in slow motion, or we kept going around into the same old circles, doing the same old thing, kind of in perpetual waiting mode, waiting on God to do something, waiting on God to show up, wondering why everybody else was experiencing this abundant life. Seemed like they had it all together. Seemed like God was really moving in their life. And for us, as artists, we never knew why God wasn't seemingly showing up in our life. Well, guess what? I figured out, Carol's figured out, other people have figured out that there is an option for you that you don't have to live like that. You don't have to just live waiting on things to happen. God's actually given a strategy, a set of strategies in His Word, all right, to actually accelerate the process of growth in your life. I call it aligning with your design, aligning with who God's called you to be in the kingdom, learning to hear His voice, learning to walk with Him, learning to embrace your design as an artist in the kingdom. And listen, when you do that, and when you can actually learn from those around you that are doing the same thing, all of a sudden, acceleration happens in a huge, huge way. That's what happened in Carol's life. We're going to be talking about it later on, but it's also what I'm going to be talking about in a brand new video series that I've developed called Artists Rise Up. It starts on September the 10th, and if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you've heard me talk about it. I hope you're signed up. I hope you've shared it with a friend. But it starts on the 10th, and really it's focused on helping you get a really, really clear vision of what it means to be a thriving artist in God's kingdom, how to overcome the common roadblocks that maybe you've struggled with. All of us, listen, I've been working with artists for years and years and years, and I don't care what creative medium you're in, how long you've been doing it, what country you're in, doesn't matter. What stream of the body of Christ you're in, evangelical, charismatic, Protestant, Catholic, whatever, doesn't matter. We all deal with these common roadblocks. I'm going to be talking about specifically how to deal with those things, to cut them off at the knees, and then how to accelerate the growth in your life according to God's Word. There's a strategy that you can begin to walk in. I'm going to teach you that specifically inside the series, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. You can actually click the link to register for this series in the show notes right now here on the podcast. Listen, the series is absolutely 100% free, but we do ask that you register for it because we're going to send you some reminder emails. We'll send you some freebies along the way. You know, I love to do that. And we're also putting the series on the backside of my website. That way you can watch it in a focused way, not with all the distraction of social media and posts and comments and likes and what was that? And squirrel, hey, but we want you to be able to really watch it and get the most out of it. So that's why we're doing that. All right. So you can do that right now. You can just click on that link, drop in your name and email, and you'll immediately get a confirmation in your email box to make sure that you're going to be getting the link starting on September the 10th. All right. You'll also be getting some reminders there at the end of the series about the last opportunity to join the Created to Thrive Artist Mentoring Program. Listen, thousands of artists have been through this program. It is the most pivotal change agent for Christian artists that there is, bar none. And you're like, well, Matt, of course you're going to say that you developed it. Well, listen, there's nothing else like it. And humbly, I'm saying to you right now, there is nothing else out there like this program where we talk about your heart and mind, your art, your brand, your business, your life. We teach you how to build your own website. We teach you how to develop an artist statement. We teach you how to get rid of the stinking thinking that you've had for years. We teach you how to develop your own unique voice. We teach you how to find clients. We teach you how to cultivate relationships with those clients. And we teach you all the details around all five of those major pillars that it takes to be a thriving artist. Listen, the mentoring program closes September 21st. And you'll get all the information when you sign up for the series later on in the month. So don't worry about that. But if you're thinking at all about becoming a part of the program and allowing me to be your mentor for the next 12 months, allowing our community of artists who are on the same journey to come alongside of you and support you in that journey, then this is your opportunity. All right. So make sure that you sign up for the series. Make sure you watch your email. All that comes out September 10th. And it's going to be really, really great. All right. Now, before we get started with the interview today and, talking with Carol and hearing her story, I want to give a shout out to, of course, one of my awesome podcast listeners. I love you guys. You know, we just did that podcast review contest not too long ago, and we got so many people doing reviews and subscribing to the podcast and sharing the love. And thank you guys so much. This one is actually from Deborah Lynn Riegel. I hope I'm saying your last name right, Deborah Lynn. But it says this. This is an amazing, she spelled it out actually. This is an amazing series of podcasts for artists, sure to bless anyone who listens. Matt Tommy shares from his heart and the conversations with other artists. I had prayed for God to show me a way to celebrate my 10 years of survival and remission from stage 3 multiple myeloma and how to share both my artistic talent and God's blessing in my life. And by divine appointment, I found Matt's Spring 2019 Created to Thrive e-course on Facebook and now continue to learn by listening to the Thriving Christian Artist podcast. Thank you, Matt, so much for sharing. You're a true inspiration. Blessings to you, brother artist. Again, that was from Deborah Lynn Riegel. Well, Deborah Lynn, thank you so much for listening. And man, congratulations. Praise God that you're healed and in remission from cancer. That is an incredible, incredible testimony. And you know, and I know that God's got incredible things for your life in this next season. And I'm so honored to be a part of that and to be an encouragement in your life. So thank you for being a part of our community here on the podcast. All right. Well, hey guys, yeah, let's jump in to the interview today. It's going to be really, really great. Again, we're going to be hearing from my friend Carol Chalmers all about her journey to go from getting off of procrastination and kind of being stuck to really into acceleration mode, being everything that God had created her to be. Well, hey, everybody, I'm so excited to have my friend Carol Chalmers with me. Carol, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
I'm excited to be here.
I know it. You came and visited the studio not long ago, and we just had the best time getting to visit and getting to know you over the years. And I'm so excited all that God's done in your life and can't wait to let everybody hear more, right?
Yeah, it's been a busy year. I've been in Created to Thrive since September of last year, And I am just running to keep up with myself these days.
Just blessing myself, blessing myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, just by way of introduction, give everybody an idea of who you are, where you are in the world, and what you do creatively.
Okay. Well, my name is Carol Chalmers, and I live near Athens, right outside of Athens, Georgia. Go Bulldogs.
Yoo-hoo!
And I'm an artist, a painter. I work in oil, pastel, and watercolor. And I've been doing it all my life. But I think that all artists, no matter what kind of artist they are, whether they're a musician or a dancer or a painter, when it comes down to it, we've all been doing it. I think it's in our DNA. Mm. I don't think we take it on. You know, I think we come with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. So, now you've been painting a long time, and yet one of the things that I know that you really struggle with, you know, even though you have done it for a long time, was that kind of nagging thing in your mind, the whole competence thing, right?
Yes. So
talk about that, because I think a lot of us as artists know that story of really struggling with believing that we're good enough or we're really called to do this or whatever.
Yeah, well, I often say my biggest struggle was just my getting over myself, just the self-sabotage. Boy, that was a really good module you did with the self-sabotage. That was important. What really happened, I grew up in a really artistic family.
Okay.
So we started doing art early, painting, you know, and lots of different crafty things, sewing and all of that. But when I got to be, when my kids got in college, and some of them were out of college, I decided, okay, I'm going to take this seriously.
Yeah.
But what I did seriously was spend more time learning and not as much time doing. And once I got to the point where I started doing, I still had this lack of confidence that I wasn't good enough. So I would, like, a show would come along and I would think, well, I'm not going to enter that because I won't get in anyway. Mm. You know, and so a lot of just back and forth with me that I think I'm good enough. Oh, but wait, I think I can. Oh, but wait, I have been doing portraits for a really long time, children's portraits.
Right.
And that was not something I had any doubt about. The other things were the things that, like, landscapes or still life. Right. I always felt like I needed to learn more.
Isn't it interesting how something wonderful, though, learning can be the thing that actually turns into procrastination? You know, that,
yes, that's absolutely true.
If I do that, then I don't have to really put myself out there and really go for it as an artist. Because I think for so many of us, maybe there's not a grid for what it looks like to thrive as an artist, or maybe we've seen other people step out and seemingly fail or whatever. And so it's easier sometimes, isn't it, just to say,
yeah, it is just to stay in the comfort of your studio, just doing what you do, and hope somebody comes along and compliments you every now and then.
That's right. Now, you got a little push into the mentoring program, I remember, because your sister Anne, who I just love, Anne kind of gave you a little, come on, sis. And
she did. We went on a sister retreat last August. And it was just great. We were both kind of working on our websites. We wanted new websites. But Anne had been in Created to Thrive for the entire summer.
Okay.
And so she really encouraged me. She said, just go on and do it. And honestly, I will tell you that I started out into this with low expectations, to be honest. You know, I listened to what Anne said, but I thought, you know, she gets excited about everything. So
bless her heart, as we say.
Yeah, bless her heart. But so it's I think the real key, when breakthrough really happened, well, number one, it was the self-sabotage thing, but also the mastermind weekend was very important to me. I mean, one of the things that I've always been surrounded by artists, lots of creatives, wonderful, wonderful instructors. I have put myself in a position to take from the people that I thought were the very best.
Right.
And so I've met lots of people, But I have never been in a group where I felt completely safe. Safe to discuss my faith. Safe to acknowledge that this was important to me, that I felt like it was a God-given thing, that it wasn't just something I struggled to do, that it was part of who I was, and God had created me that way. And that mastermind group was phenomenal for me.
And for those that don't know, mastermind is a little two-day, three-day weekend that we do only for members of the mentoring program. And it is, I mean, it is. It's like one of those things when I come on and tell people about it, I have people all the time, they're like, is it really as good as you say it is? Because, like, man, you're kind of excitable, you know, sometimes. And so you, you know, is it really that good? I'm like, it's really that good. I mean,
it is. It's really that good.
Yeah.
And you know, we each had a time where we shared our stories, and it was surprising to me that as I shared my story, there were three people at my table that were crying by the time I finished. And I still am not quite sure what it was that touched their heart. So, but it just showed me that these were people who deeply cared about each other and deeply cared about our success. So finding that group, finding that tribe, so to speak,
right,
of people feeling like we're sort of all swimming down the same stream.
Yeah.
And it just was enormous, an enormous step. I have been in wonderful groups of faithful people forever. I mean, right, just, you know, since I was a young bride. And it's wonderful, but never have I been in a group that were people who loved the Lord and wanted to walk with him and also were artists.
Right,
and
right.
Excel. And the fact that you encourage us that we've been designed to do this and that God is, that the Lord is going to provide for us,
yeah,
through finding that, I can't remember how you say it, Matt, but finding the spot that the Lord has called us to be in, to
That's
do
right.
the thing that we were designed to do, and then he's going to provide. That was another huge step of understanding and kind of to relax in what I'm doing and really focus on the work and the opportunities that come along. And not to just brush that opportunity away, but to recognize that and to move out in that opportunity.
And that's, and it seems like that's what you've been doing, because you've gotten in high gear this this last year for you. Yeah. You've really been stepping out. I mean, you've had an amazing year. Talking about some of the things.
Well, one of the very first things that happened, like, I mean, several weeks after I joined, I felt like I just needed to go and call on this gallery and take a few of my things. And it was such a blessing. I mean, as I walked through that door, I mean, there, the story can be real long because the Lord was involved in a lot of it. But as I stepped through that door and met the gallery owner, Ann Reynolds, it was as though she had been waiting for me to come in. And very
quickly, we believe she was, right?
Yes. I mean, she was. And she was preparing for a very special show called Coming Home, and she wanted it to reflect our faith.
Wow.
And she went through, I think I took her six paintings that I had felt confident were the paintings the Lord wanted me to take. And as she looked through them, she accepted all but one. And I asked her, I said, okay, Ann, tell me about this one. Well, let me back up and say, at this point, I knew I had found a good critic.
Right.
Someone who was
important. Right.
Honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not, she wasn't trying to push me away. You know, yeah, she was going to be honest. And there was one she didn't like. And I said, what is it? And she said, well, it just looks like something you could pull out of your mother's attic. So I took that one home. But it is a beautiful painting. It just wasn't what she was looking for. She is more in the decorator sort of avenue, where she provides a lot of work for decorators, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But that was the very first thing. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. I mean,
wow.
every show that's come along that I felt like I should enter, I have entered in spite of myself. I have just moved forward. And there have been some that I didn't get in, but for the most part, I have gotten in a lot of shows.
Sure. There's still shows that I've applied for that I've not gotten in. And I think the big thing is just having the confidence to know, yeah, I'm on the journey. I can do this. This is God's calling on my life. And I'm doing this with others that are on the same journey. And there is this kind of supernatural confidence that comes on you that if you do get rejected or you do have a piece that doesn't get in, it doesn't destroy you.
Right.
And for so many of us over the years, without knowing how to really walk in the kingdom in your calling, any kind of rejection, any kind of critique,
it's enormous,
would just like, you know, you know, take you down, but not anymore.
Right. So, and of course that during this year has built my confidence too, you know, so, but I've also, and I've stayed busy. I hired my granddaughter who is 16. Can't believe I have a 16-year-old granddaughter, but anyway, I hired her as my intern to handle the social media stuff, and she has just done a great job.
Yeah,
she's just getting that blog out there—not blog, but the newsletter out there every month.
Yeah,
just doing a great job. And I'm also in another group. We're in the middle of a show in Atlanta that's 6 artists and, or 7 artists. One is, anyway, I can't remember whether it's 6 or 7, but anyway, each one of us have about 10 pieces in there. It's a beautiful show. And, so that's going on now. I'm working on lots of portraits, but the point, the exciting thing for me is I'm in that studio every morning at 9 o'clock.
Come on. Yeah.
Busy. And I'm not worried about what anybody thinks. I'm just in there working on my stuff.
You know, and I remember you said that you had your biggest sale ever too this year.
Oh, that's right.
That is incredible.
Yes, that came through the gallery.
Wow. Wow. So
that was very exciting. Along the way, I have done some portraits that were more valuable than that. But in those cases, you know, you work a long time, maybe several months on a portrait. So it doesn't seem like as big a response
as
it is when you just sell something from a gallery. And it was a big sale. So that was exciting for me.
That's so incredible.
Yeah.
You know, think about, because, you know, there are thousands of people listening to this all over the world and so many people at different places in their journey. And I hear it all the time. You've seen it. You know, we both lived it, of being where you were a year ago, 2 years ago, in that place of feeling paralyzed and, you know, procrastinating and just continuing to take classes, not stepping out. What would you say to that person that's in that place right now? What encouragement would you give them from your journey?
Oh, gosh, that's good. I think I would say, I think I would just say, tell them that they should trust the Lord and put themselves in His hands and take that step. I mean, you know, we're always taking steps of faith.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about our artwork that we tend to not want to take a step of faith with that.
Yeah.
You know, that it's, so I would say that, and I would,
because the same God, I think that it's so important for people to realize, the same God that saved you, the same God that created the universe, is the same God that gave you your creative gifting and designed you to be an artist. And he's not done this to frustrate you. He's done this to set you up so that you could live the abundant life that he designed for you. And that's what I love about your story, Carol, is that he's not looking for our perfection. He's looking for our yes. And if we'll just give him our yes, we can walk through the door, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I've told a lot of people, once I get talking about my journey, it gets really long because there are several spots in my life where, as I look back, it's so clear. Mm. And it was clear even at the time that the Lord opened that door for me to walk through. And not just once, but looking back over those years, maybe it was the energy and the desire to make that phone call to that teacher that maybe you were that I was nervous about, and then get a good response because I stepped out to do that.
Yeah.
And just, it's been kind of an amazing walk for these years. Even though I wasn't all the way out there, I kept trying to learn to get better.
That's right. Well, talk about, you know, you mentioned the Mastermind Weekend and that sort of thing. And of course you've been in Created to Thrive now for, you know, almost a year coming up. It's like, you know, talk about the value of community, because I think that for so many of us who, like for me, I created my baskets. I was in Athens, Georgia, right where, you know, you are. I started making baskets as a hobby, did it for 15 years in my garage. Hardly nobody, even some of my friends, didn't even know that I did it. It was kind of my thing. And I had a measure of enjoyment and success, but it was when I started connecting with other artists that really the trajectory of what God's done in my life in the last 10 years really took off. And that's what I hear you saying as well. It's like when you come together in community, something really, you know, incredible happens. So talk about that for you.
Well, you know, there are different kinds of communities, because I can't say that I wasn't, I was very involved in the art community in Athens, but it was an art community, just like I said a minute ago, that I knew really shared my view of life and of my shared my faith. And that's when I really felt like I had a community of people who were, as I said, swimming in the same stream. You know, the encouragement from others is just enormous. And the sharing different ideas and ways of doing things, and just, you know, encouraging the encouragement.
And now you're turning around and leading groups yourself. You're coming as a mastermind leader in the mentoring program and all that. I mean, how is that for you? Because you're getting to kind of see people where they, where you were a year ago or and more.
It's such a special opportunity. Just the other day, I have to tell a story, because just the other day I was kind of sad because I was supposed to have a mastermind call the next day and nobody had joined it yet. And so right about, I don't know, towards 8:30 in the evening, I checked the list, and lo and behold, I had somebody. So I was excited. I was going to talk to somebody the next morning at 10 o'clock. Well, as we began to talk, there was only one person on the call. I made some comment about getting up for the call. And she said, yeah, I had to get up really early. And I said, oh my gosh, where are you? She said, British Columbia.
Wow.
And so here I am in Athens. And we had already really connected heart to heart on the call. But at that moment, I just couldn't believe that she'd gotten up so early to get on the call. And by the end of that hour, we had bonded. I mean, we are close friends, and we will stay close and keep up with each other, whether we get on the same mastermind call or not. I think the thing I love about this is not necessarily having these few people that you talk to each month, but meeting new people and then keeping up with them throughout the month.
Yeah.
Finding out what they're doing, learning from them, and sharing with them whatever information I have about painting or what I'm doing that might help them along.
You know, I tell people all the time, I'm like, the mentoring program, I mean, I think it's fabulous. I hear stories like yours and all this all the time, but it's like, the really cool thing, I think, is what you just said, is these one-on-one relationships. It's the fact that you could get on a call, you could be in the Facebook group or in the community or at an event or whatever, and another artist says one thing that absolutely is an aha moment for you and changes the trajectory of what you're doing. And it's like, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be able to get with people like that.
Another thing that I've learned since I've been in this group is there was a period of time where I didn't paint in my lifetime. You know, I was raising children, and that was my focus, was raising those children. And yet, when I look back, I was sewing for my daughter. I was creating things for my sons. I was making dolls for my grandchildren. You know, so those of us that are creative, we just keep doing it. But what's so wonderful about this situation is understanding that the Lord really does want me to use this for income. This is an opportunity to not only get my art out there, but that the Lord is going to provide for us from this work that we're doing.
That's right. That's right. I think so many people have a hang up about that, you know, for lots of different reasons, but it's like, you know, when you begin to realize that your provision in life comes through your assignment in the kingdom. Yeah. And that's how God's wanted to bless you. Somebody told me one time, if he can get it through you, he'll get it to you. And it's that is so true, because, you know, I find otherwise, especially people that are, maybe the kids are gone, they're coming back to their creativity, they're in that stage of life where maybe they're not working as full-time as they were, but they still need an income.
Yeah.
I see so many people struggling in that season of life because maybe their retirement didn't work out the way they thought, or maybe they just need a few more $100 or $1,000 a month to make it work. And it's like, this can absolutely be that for people. And it's such a beautiful thing to see when provision starts coming in people's life like that, and the pressure of the finances gets taken off of them, and they can really be about what God's called them to in freedom, which is
that so- that pressure being off is something too that I learned, that I've learned from you, Matt. Learning that the Lord is going to provide that way.
That's
He's
right.
going to provide for us with this gift that He's given.
That's right.
And I can quit striving so hard and quit working so hard to make it happen and just listen, go the direction He's telling me to go and produce what is on my heart, and He's going to provide. And that, I'd say, is the biggest lesson for me this entire year.
Well, that is so good. Your story is such an encouragement to so many. I know folks are going to want to connect with you. So where's the best place online that they can connect with you and see your work and get to know you even more?
My website is just my name. It's carolchalmers.com. And that's a really good place to connect with me. Also on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and I've got, there are two places on Facebook. There's a one that's just sort of the business part, and then there's one that's personal, but they cross over. I guess Facebook probably is the quickest, easiest way, but my website tells a lot of the story.
Good stuff. Well, Carol, thank you so much for all you're doing to help other artists in the mentoring program now as a mastermind leader. Thank you for sharing your story with everybody today, just talking about the incredible things that God's done this last year. I just hug your neck from across the screen. So,
well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You're welcome.
You know, as I look back over the last 25 years, I can see times where the Lord stepped in and I listened, and times where He was maybe encouraging and I didn't listen. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate this mentoring group because it's kept me steady and kept me listening and being aware of the direction that the Lord wanted me to go in.
That's so good. So, Carol, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for letting me be with you. Thank you for calling, and thank you for spending time with me. It was fun.
Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye.